السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i-Kiram, most respected brothers, and also those who are listening over the receivers, our sisters and brothers. Over the past few weeks, we have been discussing the verse of the Quran Sharif in which the kuffar will be questioned by the people of Jannat that what is it that led you to Jahannam? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. And they went on saying, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُثْقِمُ الْمُسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِدِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ, which we have discussed at length. Now we go on to a surah which, if only we know the meaning and we have a little bit of understanding of, then it will not only shake the earth on the day of Qiyamah, but it will shake our hearts the moment we recite it and we read it. Many brothers ask this question, that we do not seem to get concentration in our salat. How do we bring concentration? The moment we make Allahu Akbar, our mind is gone somewhere. Then how do we bring concentration in salat? Now, of course, there are many prescriptions. The major cause of our mind drifting too much is that we are immersed, we are soaked, we are drowned in the material life. And not only that, in a lot of haram entertainment and haram pleasures. Again, we should not misunderstand that it is not permissible to go and do business, or it is haram to go to the farms, or to be engaged in industrial production, or anything of that nature. Nothing of that kind. Shariat is very beautiful, and it takes care of all our needs of this world and the akhirat. So therefore we are told that after fulfilling the faraiz, kasbul halali faridatun ba'dal farida, after fulfilling the other faraiz, then it is also a farz to earn halal livelihood. So that is not the problem. But when the person engages in a lot of haram, he is viewing a lot of haram, he is listening to a lot of haram, he just gets up from the television screen and dashes for the masjid and just tries to fulfill some kind of obligation and duty, Allahu Akbar, and back again, then surely he's not going to get concentration, because he has seen so much of filth there and he has come. Where does he expect to have concentration in that salat? So the first thing that the person has to do is to go on a diet from sins. Come a little early before the salat. Sit down on the musalla. After reading the sunnat namaz, make plenty of istighfar and tawbah. Then after that, think that now I'm standing before my Allah, and my Allah is watching me, and this is how I will stand on the day of Qiyamah. When he has some kind of imagination of that nature, then he will get concentration in that salat. And then the moment he realizes that he is drifting, then he brings it back. Now he doesn't follow those trend of thoughts and starts fighting those thoughts. Otherwise it will be the end of the namaz and he won't know what happened. So he immediately brings it back to the salat. But the second thing is that if we cannot get that degree of concentration, that we are standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's a day of judgment, then at least learn the meanings of a few surahs. And then when you make Allahu Akbar, then concentrate on the meaning of those surahs. And recite those surahs which we are not normally used to the recitation of. For example, many people, they just know Surah Kawthar, Inna Atwaina and Qul Huwallah. Now whether it is Witr namaz, Sunnat namaz, Wajib namaz, Farz namaz, any namaz, they only read those two surahs and Allahu Akbar. Now, if he's going to read that, then it will be mechanical. The person is not going to even have one bit of concentration sometimes. But if he's going to read a surah over which he has to think a little, because he learnt it in his madrasa days, and he is not so fluent in it, so now there will be some sort of concentration. It will be like that kaccha hafiz, as we call. That the kaccha hafiz, his concentration is on the recitation. The person who knows his Quran Sharif very well, he makes Allahu Akbar and he goes like a bullet. But the person who does not know it very well, then his concentration is on that. In fact, if somebody just coughs a little, he gets a shock and he goes off beat sometimes because he's worried about his recitation. Wow. So here what we have to understand is the meanings of a few surahs. And those surahs which we don't normally read in the namaz, if we start reading that, then some sort of concentration will come. But the major cause, as I said, is our engagement in worldly activities and sporting activities and entertainment and pleasure and television viewing and reading of filthy magazines and so much of newspaper reading, that when we make Allahu Akbar, our mind is all over the world except in Salat itself. So this surah Zilzal, it shakes the heart of a person if he has to read it with understanding. Therefore, today I have decided that since it is connected with what they had said, the kuffar has said, that one of the things that led us to the fire of Jahannam is that nukazzibu bi yawmiddin. So therefore this surah, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Iza zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha, when the earth will be shaken to its maximum shaking, that means whatever limit there is of shaking, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that earth shake to its maximum limit. Now just imagine if it is on the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the shaking too is at its maximum level. It's not 5.6 on the Richter scale and 6.7 on the Richter scale. Here it is the maximum shaking. Just a little 8 or 9 point something on the Richter scale, and we have seen what happened to Turkey, and we've seen what happened in San Francisco, and we saw what happened in Iran. How many thousands of people disappeared from the surface of the earth, and how many huge, huge buildings were swallowed up by the ground just when Allah Ta'ala ordered that earth to shake a little. Now imagine what kind of a shaking that will be. So this surah is for the believers to strengthen their iman and yaqeen on the akhirat, and for those who are not believing, to make them believe in the akhirat. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he can show you in this world that a little bit of shaking, what it does to huge buildings and mountains and what it does to the earth, to the ground, then what will be that shaking? In one of the hadiths, one of the sahabi said that we were with Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the question arises that when will this shaking take place? Before the blowing of the sur for the first time, or will it be after the blowing? Now there is some differences of opinion which I am not going to go into. But one of the sahabi says that we were with Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un azim yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdi'atin amma arda'at وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. This ayat also shakes the heart if we only understand what it means. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya yunnas, O you believers, اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, fear your Allah. Ya yunnas اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, O you people, fear Allah. Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. The shaking up of the earth, Allah Ta'ala talks of that same shaking up. The shaking up of that hour is referring to that same shake up. It is shay'un azim. And on that day, what is going to happen? That those women who were breastfeeding the babies, the mother takes great concern about that suckling baby, but they will forget about those babies because of that shake up of that hour. Those who had or were pregnant, they will have miscarriages because of their shaking. It will be so severe. And you will see the people in an intoxicated state, as if they are intoxicated. Taran nasa sukara. How an intoxicated person, he does not know whether he is coming or going. He can't stand steady on his feet. He is wobbling because of that shake-up. They will be wobbling as if they are intoxicated. But Allah Ta'ala says that they are not intoxicated. They didn't take any alcohol. They didn't take any drink, intoxicant. It is azab Allahi shadeed. Allah Ta'ala's azab is shadid. Because of the shadid azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you are seeing them in that state. Now these are ayats of the Quran Sharif which we read, we listen to, but it does not have any impact on our hearts. In fact, if I have to give a whole bayan on Jannat and Jahannam, then sometimes a person might think that these are fairy tales. The Muslim today, he does not want to listen too much about Jannat and Jahannam, because he believes that this is something that has been mentioned. Many Muslims believe, outwardly they are Muslims, but at heart they believe that these were things to encourage the people to do some good deeds. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam described Jannat, and to make them fear and give up bad deeds, so therefore he describes something about Jahannam. Whereas these are realities. These are realities. And what else can bring us on to Sirat-e-Mustaqim and keep us away from haram except our yaqeen on Akhirat, on Jannat and Jahannam? So he says that we were with Rasul-e-Pak when this ayat was revealed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked us that, do you know what this verse means? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we do not know. Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam know best. He said that, which is this day that you are talking about, on which there will be this shake-up? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that day on which Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will be told that give your from your progeny the share of Jahannam. From your progeny, whatever is the share of Jahannam, then put send them that side to Jahannam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will be told that. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then 999, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will ask, Ya Allah, what is their share of Jahannam? He said, 999 from every 1,000. So the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim wajmain, when they heard this, they became very, very shocked. They were not like us, that they hear the verses and it means nothing. They were very shocked. They said, Ya Rasulullah, 999 out of 1,000 are going to go there. Then who is going to be that one? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied that the 999 will be from the Yajuj Majuj, and that one will be from amongst you. In other words, that will be the ratio on the day of Qiyamah of the people that will be going to Jahannam and those that will be going to Jannat. Because if you look at the majority of the people right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of Qiyamah, they will be those who rejected belief in Allah, in His angels, in His books, in the day of judgment, in life after death, in Jannat and Jahannam. Even at present, if you have to take the population of the world and see those who are true and sincere believers and those who are the rejecters of faith in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you will find that that is the ratio. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that that is what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. And then in another hadith it is mentioned that on that day when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will order Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, or when He will order that shaking, then He said the young people, they will grow old. Their beards will go white, their hair will go white overnight because of that fear. And then all the other details that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam described about the women and the miscarriages and all the rest of it. So what I am saying is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this verse, He says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. We can't go into details. The earth will throw out its burdens. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Qiyamah will not come until the Euphrates is going to throw out mountains of gold. Now what kind of gold and what kind of mountains, all Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows, but they will come out like pillars from the earth. And He said that nobody should go for that. If you are living at that time, don't go for it, because there will be war over that gold. And He says that 99 out of every 100 will die. Those that are going to fight over it, there will be deaths in large numbers. And He said, you should not go for that. There are many things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that before the day of Qiyamah, this is what is going to happen. For example, one hadith comes to mind in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the person will pass by a grave. He will go past the grave. He's going somewhere and he saw one grave, he will go past it. And after that, he will suddenly return to that grave. And then he will stand by that grave and he says, I wish I was in place of that person who is in this grave. I wish I was in the place of this person who is in that grave. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this is not going to be because of his deen. It's not that that person will say that I wish I was in this grave because I cannot practice my deen, or I'm finding it difficult because of the environment in which there's so much of sin and so much of vices and so much of evil. So therefore I wish I was in the place of this person who is in the grave. It's not that, but because it's going to be balad which has come upon him. for worldly reasons, this person has been stricken with so much of difficulties and problems in his life, family life, social life, home life, business life, economic life. How many people are committing suicide because they cannot face the difficulties that they are experiencing in their businesses or in their homes or in their marriages, and they are taking their lives? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, this person will say, I wish I was in the place of this person in the grave. So here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so in this verse which has been revealed, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that the earth will throw out its burdens. Now this burden, some have said that it is the dead right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, so the earth will throw them out. And the other meaning there that has been given, and which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in the hadith also, is that it will be the gold and silver and everything else that is there, which we attach great value to. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by this shaking, He will make this earth throw out all those things. Now there will be heaps of gold there, there will be mountains of gold there, and there will be everything, the silver and platinum and uranium and anything that the man was killing each other for, everything will be there. And then what will happen? He says the people will look at it, and that person who committed murder for the sake of gold and silver and wealth and property, he will say, was this for what I killed? Was it for this purpose that I committed murder? And the person who broke off his family relationship because of that gold and silver and wealth and property, he will say, hi, was it for this gold and silver that I broke off my relationship with my family members? And that person who stole and his hands were chopped off, then he will say that, was it for this that I chopped my hand off? That means today there's absolutely no value to it. There's so much there, and nobody is even casting a glance at it because of the fear and the terror of that day of judgment. So now this person is not even interested in this. In other words, he feels that if only I had known that this is the end result, that I would not have murdered, I would not have stolen, I would not have broken my family relationship and ties because of this gold and silver. Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And men will say with great surprise, what is wrong with this earth? What has happened to the earth? Look what it is doing, how it is throwing out all its burdens from within. How the gold and silver and human beings and everything is coming out from the earth. With great surprise they will say, look at this earth, what has happened to it? It didn't do this all this time, what has happened to it? يَوْمَ إِذِنْ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day it will tell it all its tidings, it will give all its tidings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that on whichever ground a person has committed any deed or action, the earth will bear testimony to that. Allah. That this person on this piece of ground, on this piece of mine, the earth will say that certain place, certain time, this person committed zina, certain place, certain time on the surface of the earth, the person did this, he did that, whatever he did, it is going to give evidence. Of those things which will give evidence, the hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, the body of the person, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Yasin Sharif, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. On that day Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put a seal over the lips. Seal will be put over the lips because the tongue speaks a lot of lies. No more need of the tongue to give any kind of evidence. The hands will speak to us. The feet will give testimony, where it walked, where it went, which cinemas, which theatres, which discos, to which prostitute, wherever it went. So those things that will give evidence, one is that, then the kiram and katibin who are recording all the deeds, wa iza suhufu nushirat, when the scrolls will be opened, it will be, everything will be recorded there, and then this earth will give evidence. Therefore the Ahlullah have said that the moment you commit some sin, make tawbah immediately on that same place of ground that you committed that sin. Accidental sins, because I repeatedly say Muslim commits sin accidentally. He does not go out in chase of sins. He does not go out in search of sins. He does not go planning to commit sins. A Muslim sin is by accident. So then by accident, if the person committed a sin somewhere, then same place, read some tasbih, make some istighfar, make some tawbah, so that that sin gets wiped out immediately. Don't wait for the next day, or wait for the next hour, or wait for the Shab-e-Barat, or wait for Laylatul Qadr. Make tawbah immediately, because visas of life are getting cancelled by the second. So many people are just going. Look at the number of accident deaths, murders, killings, the war, how many people are going. Suddenly, a father is having breakfast with 7 children, 1 bomb and all gone. Those zalims will be punished for whatever they are doing. But in this world, it is a lesson for us. Again, zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tausi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyaad uski nahi maloom. The visa of life, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cancels it, no one knows. How many times you have heard this by now? Extension to this visa is impossible. And the duration of the time of this visa of life is unknown. So earn a halal living, nobody stops the person. Wear good clothes, travel in, live in good homes, and make use of the ni'mats that Allah ta'ala blesses one with. There is no harm in that. But to become negligent of the akhirat, the person indulges in it to such an extent that he forgets what is halal and what is haram. He forgets that Allah Ta'ala is watching, He is existing, He is living. As Allah is showing His Qudrat now even in the moon and in so many other things, in fish and in meat and in fruit and in vegetable and in so many other things. Now the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is there for all to see in our finger, on our thumbprints, as many times I have mentioned. You don't have to go far, just look at the lines and on your thumbs. That no two persons' thumbprints are the same. There are billions and billions that came into this world and went. Which person informs that mother that please don't send another child into this world with that certain thumbprint, because there's already one in this world with that thumbprint? Which person programs that on the computers? In fact, if Allah Ta'ala had handed this programming to man, as I mentioned in one of my majlis, we would have had so many mistakes. If Allah Ta'ala had had this kind of programming given to man, that you can program the development of the child in the mother's womb in the darkness, what is taking place, nothing, no light, you must have no knowledge of what is happening, just program from here, then you will find the person's ears growing somewhere else, his eyes grow one missing, and he'll find one leg missing, because they make so many mistakes with computers. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that look into the thumbs, look into your eyes. Last night I mentioned in the majlis that look at that mango seed, that if somebody has to pick up a mango seed and tell the person that there are 1 million mango seeds in this mango seed, the person will say, you're talking stupid and you're foolish and you're mad. But tell that person, plant that seed in the ground, and after some time when it grows and turns into a huge tree, then thousands of mangoes grow. From where did those thousands come? It came from that one seed. And who is it that put that potential into that one seed to grow those thousands of mangoes? The fish that is in the sea and in the ocean, it gives its eggs, it lays its eggs in the water, and afterward which grandfather goes there and paints the colors on the tails of that fish and all those beautiful color fish that comes out? Does anybody have the capability or capacity to go with a paintbrush deep down in the ocean and go start painting all those fish? And one fish giving birth, or so many eggs it lays, and everyone coming out with different colors and beautiful colors. So the Qudrat of Allah is all around. So if it is shown sometimes in the moon, what is it so surprising to us? To us it is not surprising. But the thing is that it is endorsement, it is a confirmation that Allah is existing. He is still there, He is powerful, He is almighty, and He is all living, all hearing, all seeing. His might and glory hasn't decreased, there's no deficiency in that. You, O man, because of your sins and your evil actions and deeds, you have become weak. So if you are despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, or if you are having doubts in your mind now because of what is happening in the world, that where is Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and madad? Why are the Muslims suffering so much all over the world? Then look at your own actions and deeds. Allah is still there, He's powerful, He's almighty, He's showing you His Qudrat, Allah Muhammad there. That believe in Allah and follow the way of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If so many people have seen it, we've got no right to deny it. But it is a sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And for those who reject Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, they are given a sign that look there, Allah is living. And if you don't believe today, then Qiyamah Day you will see that He is living. جیسی کرنی ویسی برنی نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ، جیسی کرنی ویسی برنی نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ، جنت بھی ہے دوزخ بھی ہے نہ مانے تو مر کے دیکھ، جیسی کرنی ویسی برنی نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ، جنت بھی ہے دوزخ بھی ہے نہ مانے تو مر کے دیکھ. We can deny it here, but when the day of Qiyamah will come, where are we going to go? Inshallah, we will continue with this. If Allah Ta'ala gives me life, health, and another opportunity, we must make a lot of dua for the Ummat of Rasul-e-Pak, which is suffering all over in the world, especially Afghanistan, Palestine, Kashmir, and other places. And we must not lose hope and faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala. What is required is the turning of the Ummat in large numbers towards Allah Ta'ala. Then if that Allah can solve the problems of individuals on their duas and on their tawbah and on their istighfar and on the fulfillment of the dues of people, then why cannot He solve the problem of the nation as Raj on that same istighfar and tawbah and turning towards Him? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.